I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like podcasts and newsletter platforms, specifically the one that this very podcast and newsletter is hosted on.
If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
Today, we are here in front of the mics because we have some news that very directly affects you, that will call for action by you, because we are moving Rich Text from Substack to Patreon.
And we are so excited. So we figured we would do this a little bit like FAQ style, what we imagined the FAQs from the audience might be. And don't worry, if you have other questions, we're going to give you a lot of channels to get all of them answered. But first, why did we decide to make this move? And the simple answer is that we really want the freedom to invest in Rich Text over the next few years. And this deal with Patreon is going to really allow us to do that.
Yeah, 100%. I think that was the catalyst behind this move. I don't think that will surprise you if you've been paying attention to what's been going on recently with some newsletter creators moving from Substack to Patreon. We're not the first, but we are really excited to have this opportunity to, as you said, invest in Rich Text, invest in growing the community, and we're really excited for that. But I don't think it like really started there. Like there are some deeper roots. If we were incredibly satisfied and happy at Substack, we might have passed on this opportunity. Yes. And, you know, ultimately ending up on Substack was sort of a fluke. You know, we chose to launch a Substack over 5 years ago. At the time, it was going to be just a small written side project. We were still doing Here to Make Friends and working at HuffPost. And this was just going to be like a creative outlet for us to reignite the spark, because we were having like a tough go of being employed in a digital media newsroom. And we wanted to get that bloggy joy back. So we were like, let's just start a little Substack.
And then what do you know? A simple 2 months and 9 days later, we were laid off. And Rich Text really became one of the centers of our new professional lives.
Yeah, it was a place that we could quickly pivot to as a new home for a lot of our podcast content, which we had never really intended to host on Substack when we started our Substack. We realized that it could be a home for a lot of what we do, and it has worked pretty well for that. But it's ultimately not the most optimized for us as podcast creators. It probably wouldn't have been the platform we chose if we knew that that's what we were going to be using it for. That's been one of the pain points over the years. And then also there have been other factors with Substack that has led to me certainly feeling a little bit less satisfied overall. Our growth and benefit from the platform has stalled a bit. The ecosystem as a whole doesn't feel as inviting to me. I'm seeing more and more content that I'm just like not excited to see in my feed. And the issues with like Nazis and transphobes on the platform definitely have concerned us over the years. And so there's been this growing sense that like maybe this wasn't the absolute ideal place for us to be.
Exactly. Also, just transparently, we were anxious and have been anxious about making this big change despite our concerns over the years. And the thing that really allowed us to be able to make this decision with confidence is that Patreon offered us the opportunity to transition away from Substack to a more podcast creator-friendly platform with less financial risk, at least immediately. And so that little safety net that we are being given made us really feel like we could make a decision that we ultimately feel is also just the best one for how we see Rich Text growing and hopefully expanding over the next few years.
100%. Like, we feel very fortunate to be able to make this move with some degree of confidence, and we feel like really good about where we're going to be headed with that. So the next question, I think, is what does this mean for subscribers? So you will automatically continue to get our email newsletters, our public podcast feed will remain the same.
No need to panic.
Please don't panic. I've been panicking, but it's fine. We're taking care of everything. Our free subscription will continue to include weekly recommendation newsletters, as well as occasional free podcast episodes, occasional free essays. And our paid subscription will now be called Frequent Texter, the Frequent Texter tier. And that will include our weekly paid rich text podcast episodes and other bonus content. And we'll also still have a members-only group chat. It will be moved over to the Patreon app rather than being on Substack. It will function essentially the same.
Yeah, we know that people who love the Substack chat, we just want to assure you, don't worry, we're not losing that element of our community. And that was one thing that was really important to us to maintain moving over to Patreon.
Yes, we love the chat.
Also, maybe another question you might have, what are you going to give me if I head over to Patreon? Maybe that's not what you're thinking, but I want to tell you anyway. So, you know, Jeopardy style, I phrase it like a question. Free subscribers, you will be gifted one free month of our paid membership if you would like to try it out. Monthly paid subscribers, you are going to get two free months of our paid membership tier. And annual paid subscribers, you will be, of course, given the remainder of your yearly subscription, the one you've already paid for, rounding up to the month, plus an additional 2 months for free. So, for example, if you have 3.5 months left on your annual subscription, you'll be given 4 months of the Frequent Texter tier, plus 2 extra months.
Yes. And in the meantime, payments on Substack have been turned off, so you will not be charged on Substack from this point forward. But you will need to check your email for instructions from Patreon on how to claim those free months and kick off your membership over there.
Before we sign off for today, don't worry, more fun, more classic rich text podcast content is coming later this week. But we just want to say that it's been a wild and wonderful 5 years on Substack. We truly can't believe we've been like given the gift and the opportunity to create rich text for 5 years. We are so proud of the community of cool and thoughtful people who have chosen to be here with us.
Yeah, it's really such an honor and such a privilege to be able to spend our weeks, you know, watching reality TV shows and taking in the culture and then just kind of dissecting it with you. And to do it with all of you here has been such a joy. We're always so impressed by the people we're fortunate enough to have as listeners, and we learn so much from all of you. And we're really excited to move to Patreon and build something even bigger and better there. And we hope that you will join us because it would not be fun without you.
And on that note, that is it for this mini episode of Rich Text.
Rich Text is hosted, produced, and edited by us, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray.
You can find the written version of Rich Text at patreon.com/Claire and Emma.
You can find us on Instagram at Claire and Emma Pod. You can find our other podcasts, Love to See It, wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on TikTok at Love to See It Pod.
You can also find us individually on social media at Claire E. Fallon and at Emma Lady Rose.
We'll be back soon.